play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am doing well. So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Greg Smith of Roscoe, Illinois. I said, think of a popular singer whose first and last names each have two syllables. Drop the second syllable from each name, and you'll be left with a piece of a toy. What singer is this? And the singer is Dolly Parton. Drop the ends of her names and you get a doll part.
Oh, okay. And this one was a little tricky for you guys. There were only 874 correct entries. And this week's winner is Lauren Cusatello of San Diego, California. Congratulations, Lauren.
Thank you so much, Aisha.
So how did you figure this week's answer out? Are you a Dolly Parton fan?
I am. I love Dolly. I love her music. I love who she is as a person. But it was a little tricky. At first, we tried to think of toy pieces, and we always do this as a family. And then we looked through lists of popular singers, and as soon as I saw Dolly Parton's name, I knew that this was one of those with a tricky wordplay answer.
Okay. So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I am a lawyer who runs a nonprofit that provides legal services to immigrants in San Diego. And when I'm not working, I'm mostly spending time with my family or playing tennis or doing trivia and puzzles.
Well, I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm excited to play the puzzle.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. Take it away, Will.
All right, Lauren, you sound like one very busy person. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each one conceals the name of part of the human body in consecutive letters, and every answer has five or more letters. For example, if I said, Jethro ate a pear, you would say throat, because inside the words Jethro ate are the consecutive letters T-H-R-O-A-T. Here we go. Take the fastest highway home. And inside that sentence is a part of the human body in five or more letters.
Thigh.
Thigh is right. Hidden inside fastest highway. Good. You might see a wolf in Germany.
You might see a wolf. Finger.
Finger, good job. My office will compel visitors to show ID.
Pelvis.
Nice job. Iowa is the first state to vote.
Waste.
Nice. The chef used a steel bowl for mixing.
Elbow.
Yes, good job. Can a model with a mustache eke out a living?
Cheek.
Nice. Fix your shirt before heading out.
Forehead.
Forehead. Wow, you are good, Lauren. Last night I watched a Sopranos trilogy.
Nostril.
Nostril, that's it. You should erase your work if you mess up.
Shoulder.
Yes. Thank Leslie for the present.
Ankle.
Yes. Scientists in the lab do mental work.
Abdomen.
Yes, that's it. And here's your last one. You can get a skin test in Estonia.
Intestine.
Intestines is right.
Oh, my goodness.
And Lauren, I'm very impressed. And Aisha got to take a little vacation there.
I was trying to write it down so I could see, because I had to write it down to see, but she would have had an answer before I could even write it down. So I was working. I just wasn't working fast enough. That was amazing. How do you feel?
Well, I feel really lucky to have had the opportunity to play with y'all.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Lauren, what member station do you listen to?
My wife and I are both sustaining members of KPBS.
Oh, we love to hear that. That's Lauren Cusatello of San Diego, California. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Lindsay Tarian of Chicago. Name a part of the human body in seven letters, add a B, and rearrange the result to get another part of the human body. What is it? So again, part of the body, seven letters, add a B as in boy, and rearrange the result to get another part of the body. What parts of the body are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, February 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.